morning you. It's 8:40. Got a cloudy sky, 57 degrees. Welcome to the Monday edition. April 28th. My name is Dablo here in the Radio Hut. Well, it's Monday. Got to check in Breckenridge School News. Send in for Christy Sullivan this morning. Jordan Christensen on the line with me. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, let me ask you something. Is this weather throwing a wrench into your schedule at all?
For this week, as long as it doesn't have any negative effects on, like, the playing surfaces, we should be all right. We don't have a lot scheduled for today as far as outdoor events, so that's kind of lucky.
That is. That's good to hear. And Uncle Mick just said, too, this is probably the only day we're going to see heavy rain. So what else is going on over there in the Breckenridge Schools District?
Well, today at 7 p.m., we have our high school pops concert, which is our band and choir. So it's a little bit more of pop songs, and there's a root beer social involved with that. So that's at 7 p.m. It's a really – last year was a lot of fun. I think their first one was last year, but it is a good time. And if anyone wants to come listen to our band and choir, it's at 7 here at the high school. And then another just a kind of a thank you shout-out to Grandma Margaret for volunteering and helping primary students read at Breckenridge Elementary. She comes in there a lot, and thank you to her. Tuesday, Thursday are kind of wild for us over here and traveling all over the place. So girls golf heads to Pelican Rapids. They play the Birchwood golf course. The BW Storm softball is playing Holly at our fields here at BHS. JV team is at 4 and the varsity team is also at 4 just on the JV and varsity fields. Baseball travels to West Central. The JV plays at 5, and the varsity also plays at 5 down in Barrett. And varsity track and field, goes to Frazee. The time is to be determined. Usually those are around, like, 3 o'clock start time or 2 o'clock. So that one, it kind of runs all over the place. But junior high baseball also travels to Fergus Falls for a doubleheader. They play at 4:30 at the varsity baseball field in Fergus, so that'll be fun for those kids. Wednesday, boys golf travels to Holly. They start at 9 a.m. at the Holly Country Club. Thursday, varsity track and field goes to Pelican. That starts at 4. And then the Storm softball team travels to Staples, and they start at 4 for JV and varsity, both those games start at 4, and then baseball also travels to Staples, JV and varsity at 4:30 in Staples on Thursday. And Friday, we've got boys varsity golf going to Park Rapids. They play Headwaters at 9 a.m., and then junior high track and field gets to go to Barnesville on Friday at 4:30. And then it is also school lunch hero day, so school Lunch Workers Appreciation Day. So if you know any of them, shout them out and say thank you for everything they do for our students. And then Saturday we have our prom starting at 7. Our grand march is at 7.
Oh, man.
So it is quite a week.
Talking prom already. I was just looking at the calendar, Jordan. Last full week of April, and then we're into the month of May. We're going to be talking graduation pretty quick.
That is. It's coming faster than we think. It's kind of sneaking up on us all.
All right. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, though. Jordan, listen, thanks for the report today. Have a good week, okay? We'll talk next Monday.
Thanks, Bill.
That is Jordan Christensen, Breckenridge School News. We do it every Monday at this time. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Time for another edition of Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wompton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
Can the police force you to open your knapsack for inspection when you are not acting in a suspicious manner? The court looked into that question in the case of the prudent passenger. I'm